Welcome to another episode of The Heart of the Matter. I'm Sherry Winkleman, Associate Market Executive for the Mid-Atlantic Market at UBS Financial Services, and I can be reached at 410-771-3145. My guests today are Eric and Joe Rosen, financial advisors in our UBS Princeton, New Jersey office. They can be reached at 609-919-3685.
Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, Sherry.
Good to be here.
This is very exciting because I've worked with Eric for many years, and now I get to hear from Joe as well. Before we get into your work together today, I'd love to start at the beginning. How did each of you first come into the business, and what drew you to this path?
Wow. I'll take that one first, I guess.
You know, Sherry, I would say that part of me would like to tell you that it's all about helping the clients and working with individuals for the betterment of their financial life. And certainly, that is clearly what this career has evolved to. But if I'm going to be very direct, I came into this industry for the pure purpose of I had an opportunity to go into business for myself that would require $0 to invest on my part, which was convenient because I had $0 to invest in a business at age 25. And I truly believed that the success was 100% dictated by how hard I worked. So that is initially what brought me into the financial services industry.
That's interesting because knowing you, when we were both managers, I remember work ethic was always key to you. And I think that you always respected when someone had work ethic and could always work with someone like that. Who turns to Joe, who happens to have one of the most strong work ethics I've ever seen. So let's find out, how did you end up in the industry?
Yeah, Sherry, happy to be here first and foremost. So I think I've always had a mentor my entire life, just the bedroom over. And I think I just kind of saw what this industry could provide me. And at the time, didn't know I was going to have a family, a future family as well, too. So I looked at it as an opportunity that I can truly help people and really navigate hard life questions and be their sidekick with what they need.
It's so interesting because the way you approach things is much different than your dad. So tell me, what is it really like working together as father and son, and what have you learned about each other along the way?
Joe, remember, your mother's going to hear this.
We get that question a lot, actually, and I think people probably assume it's more for the worst, honestly, that it's constant fighting, and surprise, we're 7, almost 8 years together at this point.
Wow.
I think what works out is probably our styles, quite frankly. I tell everybody this. He's the 10,000 feet looking down. I'm the 0 feet looking up. And somehow we kind of meet in the middle here when it comes to decision-making, thought process, efficiency, scaling, kind of all of the above. And so it has been a pleasure. I think if we were both the same personalities, we probably would butt heads a lot more, quite frankly. But yeah, we're very different in some regards, which is complementary to our business.
Eric?
That was very well said. I would certainly concur with everything Joe said regarding what makes us better. And in our case, 1 + 1 = 3. I'm going to take some responsibility from the fact that from day one, I really chose to never put any restrictions on what Joe wanted to work on or wanted to work with, only because, to speak to your point earlier, Sherry, I saw the level of intensity that he was bringing to the table. So from that point, the only thing I could do was get out of his way. I'm a very, very fortunate advisor in that between Joe and Karen, I've got two partners that, quite frankly, I almost at this stage of the game almost feel a little guilty because they have such a large influence on the practice. But at the end of the day, I think this does come down to skill sets. And while my skill set is still very much appropriate for the relationship building and relationship maintenance of our practice, I'm not embarrassed to say that the technology of running the practice is certainly fully in the hands of Joe and Karen because they're simply better at it.
It's interesting you say that because one of the things that I observed early on when you came on was your commitment to planning and a process around planning for clients. Can you talk about how you kind of rolled that into the practice and how that amplified the impact for your clients?
Yeah, I think out of, you know, all this piece of the financial service industry and especially being a financial advisor, I've always kind of gravitated more towards the planning side of things. I took my class when I was in LA at UCLA and learned different aspects of the planning side of things. I just love the kind of the all-encompassing holistic approach that it provides. And I think, quite frankly, to be as dynamic and useful as you can be as an advisor, we have to know the holistic situation and what everyone needs from all different angles. So, you know, really coming in, Eric and previous partner Bob certainly did planning. I think there was just...
That was on the back of an envelope, Joe.
Really wanted to amplify and add that level of service to our clients and our prospects.
So it's interesting to me when I spoke with you many times, Eric, about helping other advisor and advisor teams find their best way forward, creating a legacy. And clearly, you've taken your own advice and allowed and enabled the next generation of your business to take in additional vantage points and viewpoints and allowing that into the practice so that now you are flourishing in that practice. So that was interesting that you were able to actually listen to yourself in a sense right. And take your own advice.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon. And one thing you do know about me, I think I have a pretty good concept of what I do well, and I certainly have a much better concept of what I don't do well. Joe's 100% right. Bob and I did a fair amount of planning, but boy, it just wasn't at the level that Joe is now providing to our clients today. And what I found most interesting is that I always made the assumption that the planning aspect was going to be so vital to the growth of our practice, as Joe, rightfully so, is in a better position to attract and retain what I'm going to say younger clients into our practice. What I missed was simply how valuable the planning process has become to my clients, our clients that are either on the verge of a retirement or actually have been retired. Because the ones that have been retired, no matter what the performance of the equity markets are, no matter what the performance of their individual accounts are, there is one common denominator. And that is that when you go from the accumulation phase of your life of saving money every year, and you go to the distribution phase, there's a lot more that goes on rather than just arithmetic. And it is an emotional roller coaster. And what I failed to realize, and I do now, is that when we have markets that are against us, when sometimes, and when it's not at our back, when a retired client can go back and look at the plan and understand that the plan still is in within our 85% confidence limit, while we haven't created one different investment, we haven't created one additional income dollars for us or the firm, that plan does, I believe, provide a fair amount of relief to clients who are concerned. So again, as I say, we went into this doing it for what I think were all the right reasons. And the byproduct is it's had a really terrific effect on the clients that you wouldn't necessarily think are in the planning process.
It's amazing how that happens. And when you promote, create, or allow these things to happen, right?
Yes.
When you think about you now, Joe, we always talk about legacies. We talk with your dad about legacies, obviously. But in terms of your contributions and what this team looks like today and into the future, what would you like your legacy to be for your clients?
I think at a minimum, I want them to have the legacy that Joe Rosen was always there for me when I needed him, at a minimum. I texted my client last week. He was going through surgery. Just want to text him, I'm there for him, right? And I just want to make sure that my legacy is not defined by Joe Rosen, that financial advisor I spoke to every 3 or 4 months. It's Joe Rosen was a great guy that took care of me and my family.
That sounds like your dad. And it's a good part of you, Eric. It was passed on. Eric, how about for you in terms of seeing your clients through this, you know, and you've helped them with the transition. Right. You also helped your team with the transition because Karen has been your partner for many, many years, and right. You've known her.
she babysat me, for the record. So, yeah.
For the record.
So it's just so interesting. It truly is a family affair.
Yes, it is.
By extension.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I think that that's probably, I'd like to think in some ways I'm living my legacy now. And I know I am. When I see a phone call coming in of a client that's been my client for 3 decades, and they're not looking for me. They're looking for where they can get the answers. And that would be either Karen or Joe. Well, you know what? That is my legacy, right? Let's face it. Our industry has an issue. And our industry's issue, very simply put, is we haven't trained, at least the wirehouses, we haven't trained a new financial advisor in 2 decades. And there's a myriad of reasons why that is. The scaling of the business, it's a very, very small margin business. And quite frankly, just impossible for a brand new advisor, no matter how good a training program is, you need assets under management. So again, we haven't trained a new financial advisor in 2 decades. So the fact that we have a practice that in a good market is getting close to managing almost $1 billion, that those 400 relationships are not going to be dependent on my exit plan, whenever that may be. Don't get excited, Joey. All right. But what I will say is that our plan is in place.
Right.
And if you look at this, for no other way to say it, the one thing, if your assets are held at the Rosen Group, no matter your age, we really should be the last financial advisors you should ever need. So from that perspective, yeah, I think I'm living my legacy now, but thank you for asking, Cher.
That is terrific. What a way to come to a close to this session. I really appreciate both of you being here with me today. And as we close, I'd love to ask each of you, in the heart of the matter, what matters most in the work you do for your clients?
Everyone has a different circumstance of what matters most for the client, I guess. So I guess I'm going to go to the simplest base to cover everybody is when they come to us with a problem, if there isn't a problem and the solution is met or the goal is met, or I get the call that they're at their beach with their Mai Tai right now enjoying life, that's what it comes down to.
That's terrific.
I'm going to answer that question based on an observation I made 40 years ago. And that was, at the time, I had a good client of mine. He introduced me to his brother. His brother had a relationship with me. And then, unfortunately, the brother passed kind of unexpectedly. I went to pay respects, and I let his wife know that I would come by the following week to explain the accounts to her. It was very meaningful to me when I got to the residence, and we exchanged some idle conversation. She then said to me, I have all the paperwork for the accounts in this folder. The folder didn't say Smith Barney. The folder didn't say our finances. The folder just said Eric. And yes, I would say that's the heart of the matter.
Well, you know, in closing this episode, I would say, Joe, I worked with your dad for a number of years as a manager. We were fellow managers. And in every conversation we had, he always asked, what can I do for you? How are you? And he'd always have a piece of advice, wisdom, heart. And that, for me, is the heart of the matter for this episode. Thank you both for joining us, and thank you to our listening audience. Have a very prosperous day.
Thank you, Sherry.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.
This podcast was edited by Resonate Recordings.